All right, Shane McElrath, you fell tonight, but man, the last 2-3 weeks you've been on fire, starts qualifying, really riding well. Joey's been riding well too, so bummer the fall tonight, but you still rode really good.
Yeah, no, it's we've continued to work, and that's what's been really cool is the team keeps showing up, and we've been doing the work. We missed out on really off-season time, and so I feel like right now we're finally seeing the fruits of our last 2 months worth of work, and that was where it was definitely hard to continue pressing on when you're not seeing those results. But the last couple of weeks has been like, okay, this is where we should be. We're in a really good spot, and just the whole
best
package.
You've ridden at 450 Supercross, right?
Yep, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So from the change of early, do you just notice the increased intensity, the increased sort of maybe speed, but more intensity? Like, are you just like, oh, it's different up here?
Yeah, and that's where in the 250 class, like I was really good at getting good starts, and then it was like just staying calm. It was like the noise would just go away. And the thing is, in the 250 class, you do 3 or 4 like really good consistent laps, and you have maybe 2 to 3 seconds.
Yeah.
The 450 class is not like that. Yeah. And that's where, since I've been in the 450 class, I just, even in the off season last year, like WSX in Australia, like I could do the same thing.
Yeah.
The 450 class is not like that. So it's like trying to get comfortable knowing that, hey, people are going to be close to you and you're going to hear them the whole time, but that's okay. Like, just focus forward. So it's I'm learning.
It's almost like different levels, right? You got Aussie stuff, you got 450 off season stuff, you got 250 Supercross, and it's like levels of in gnarliness, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun this year. Like, just for me, I think I've grown mentally more than anything this year. That's now, in hindsight, I think that was my biggest weakness before. We're all tough. We all put the work in, but it's like doing the things that you don't want to do. Like, it's crazy how your mind has an impact on things. And this year, it's been a lot of fun leaning into that and like doing things I've never done. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, dude, I'm in a place I've never been before, and it's working. Yeah. So yeah.
When you fell there, I don't know if you were stunned for a second or you had to wait for the bikes to pass by, but it looked like you were like, were you a little wobbly or a little hurting or something?
No,
or you
just trying to get my bike started.
Okay. Oh,
but
okay.
It was like buried in the dirt. Yeah. Because I landed.
You were like stuck there, and I was like.
Yeah. No, I was trying to like dig my bar out of the dirt, but it was. I jumped into that corner. I couldn't tell if Malcolm was coming on the inside of me.
Yeah.
And that lap, I actually went to like rail around the berm, and I jumped in and my hand came off. Okay. And so it was just like, I actually got away from it really good because I thought I was going to jump off the hay bales. Yeah, yeah. And dude, my front stuck and it just boop. I'm like, okay, we're good. And yeah, it was just like, once I got up, I was like, I was pretty gassed. I'm like, okay, I was putting everything into it.
I don't know how many Salt Lakes you've raced before, but this was one of the busier, jumpier Salt Lakes we've seen, huh?
Yeah. No, it for sure was. And that's where this is one of those tracks where you never have a break. Like, the mechanics area was super short, but coming into that right-hander, we're like both two-wheel sliding. So, this is one of those tracks. After the finish, it's like you've got the 3 out of the corner, which is easy, but then you have to, like, set up and then preload that next 3, and that's a heavy load on your legs. And same with kind of the whoops, and then the 3 out of the after the whoops, it's like you've got to stay locked on, like you're still going to skim the whoops in order to preload that next 3. Yeah. So it was a busy track.
Well, hey, listen, man, it's a shame the season's over for you, because you're gonna just you'll come back in SMX, but real good climb, real good season. I'm sure your Reeves pumped, Marty's pumped, so good job.
Thank you.
Cool.